You are now listening to the next episode of Design Behind the Mask. I am your host, Carl Waldron. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. That is the only ad you will have on this show because my podcast is free and generously supported by viewers like you. I'm like PBS, except without any funding. How's everybody doing? I'm back on the train of trying to figure out what this show is, who it's for, and why I'm even doing it, outside of just my joy of talking into a microphone. So today's topic is mentors. Anyone have a mentor? I've never had a mentor. At least I don't think I have. I remember a certain person, somebody that nobody here knows, once told me that to get a mentor, you have to ask for a mentor. You ask someone, could you mentor me? And I always thought that was really awkward. Like, you find someone that you feel is ahead in your field and you look up to them and you want to learn from them. You want to be in under the learning tree. And to get there, you ask? I mean, it's the shortest distance between where you are and what you want. But I don't know, as a violent introvert, just aggressive, it's a person sitting in a basement, asking someone to mentor me just never felt right. And it's that sort of thinking which led to me not having a mentor at all. I as I look back on the 20 plus years as a professional designer, I realized that a lot of the stuff that I did watching other people do stuff, but never really asking them questions about it. I've been taught by many talented teachers in School of Visual Arts. I, you know, sat beside quite a few great designers. I've, you know, followed folks on the internet, but I've never had like a person ahead of me in the design field who really like looked out for me and taught me the ropes and stuff. I was really trial by fire, you know, jumping in head first, saying yes to everything kind of thing, and learning as I went, especially in web design and web development. I was very much the guy who said yes and figured, you know, Stack Overflow exists. I'll just go in there and ask a question if I don't know something, and I'll stumble my way through it until it works. And it normally worked. And honestly, I love that approach because I learned a lot. I asked a lot of questions. I found out a lot of stuff and made things work. And people say, oh, Carl can do anything. And I'm like, anyone can do anything. You just have to be willing to fail at it sometimes. And I failed a lot in web design. But I never had someone sitting there with me. Well, you know what? I'll take that back. I had many, many people sit beside me and help me. I've had, you know, folks like Alex and Joe V, if you hear this, shout out to you. Chris C, a big help. I'm going to do this disservice, but lots of developers who sat next to me and you know, looked over my code or taught me a shortcut or something. And so, but in design, I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a person who I could go to all the time, or at least a singular point of contact. Like, I have a question about this, I have a question about that. I certainly had very amazing, you know, creative directors ahead of me, like Robert Best, at Condé Nast Traveler, who I would ask questions, and he did give me a lot of advice, but I wasn't there very long, and when I left, I didn't contact him. Yeah. My youth was, I was looking at many different influences, but just kind of trying to piece together a lot of stuff. So this all came about, I was on LinkedIn, as I'm sure many of us are all the time, because it's so great to be there. And I saw a post from a friend and fellow creative, Yoji, I'll leave her last name out. And she was talking about how she has a bunch of mentees and she was mentoring all these young upcoming designers, and I said, damn, that's awesome. She was doing it through Adobe, which again, more awesome. I was like, that's great. You know, I'm sure she was paired up with folks and she's giving them a lot of great advice. She's been in the business, I think, maybe a little longer than me. We might be the exact same amount of time, but she's accomplished so much, so they have a lot to learn. And I sat thinking about whether or not I had a mentor, and I didn't. And then I sat thinking about, what would I say to a mentee if I was in that position? What would I tell them? What advice would I have for them? I had such a unique path. I mean, everyone's path is unique, but my path, I feel, is not like someone like Yoji, who has done great work through the agency life. I'm not an agency designer. I'm an in-house designer through and through. And you don't think about this until you're in the business, but in every business, I think it gets clicky, you know, you get put in the buckets, and it said, you know, in-house designers do things like this and agency designers do things like this. And it's basically because of the nature of where we work and the timelines we're given and the client that we're working with, whether it be, you know, a CEO on the in-house design or a completely external business as an agency. These two types of designers have very different sensibilities. So that's my track. I'm an in-house designer. Is there like a place to mentor in-house designers? I don't know. I've never looked, nor do I think that that's a thing. I'm always defaulting to the idea that, quote unquote, no, I'm not even going to say what I was going to say because that feels wrong. But the agency designers are the more common track. I'm not backing this up with any data. I'm just thinking, this is my own imposter syndrome thinking. I'm like, I took the wrong road to get to where I am. Not wrong, but not common. And I don't know what I would tell a mentee. I've had young designers work with me, and I've tried my best to guide them and critique their work in the nicest way possible, because I was in those critiques in school, and some of them were rough. they put the beating on you, and I appreciate it because it made me prepared for work life. You can't hurt my feelings in a design review, but I try not to hurt the feelings of folks when I give critiques. Not because, you know, well, I'm a nice person, but not because I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I feel like you have to couch a lot of that stuff in the work. I'm going off track. Mentoring young designers. Yes, I've tried to, at least with a few, and I don't know. How do I gauge those results, right? By, I guess, their output, but I guess you would have to ask them. If I was a mentor, if I was someone worth working for, I couldn't tell you. I'm always the guy who thinks, you know, they're good. There's nothing I can do or say to make you better, but I can foster whatever you have and, you know, find ways to make you shine. That was always my thing. It was not, I'm going to make you a better designer. I'm going to give you what I know in terms of, you know, detail-oriented critiques and, you know, understanding color theory and all that stuff. And whether you pick it up or not, you know, I can't make you do it. But I am also going to put you in a position where you shine. And if I can't find a position for you to shine, then maybe you're not meant to be working with me or here, you know, kind of thing. It's like, maybe you need something else to get inspired. And so it's never like a fault of the younger designer. It's always, maybe I'm just not the right person to bring that out of you. And if you find the right person, you'll get that out of you. That's just how I always view it. This isn't a mentor story, but it certainly is a motivational story from a young designer. As a young designer in college, I took a typography class. It was mandatory. I had to take a type class. And I took a type class with a designer who worked at Pentagram, a very famous design agency in New York City. and we used to have class in pentagram. It was really cool. But this guy just did not like me. I don't know what it was. I mean, sometimes you just don't like people. He did not like me. Maybe I was an ass. I couldn't tell you. You would have to ask my buddies who were in the class with me. But I always felt like I was getting picked on just a little bit. And I lost a lot of motivation in that class, like just thinking I would never understand typography. I would never, you know, figure out, you know, why one typeface works with another, why, you know, how to kern something, you know, letter space, all that stuff. It was just outside of my purview. And this teacher did not do anything to make me feel any different. So I made, we had a project that was to create a product or something. I can't remember the specs, but it was basically, it has to be an all type project. You have to use all typography in this thing that you were going to make. And I said, okay. And I made an identification card. It was an ID card. It was called Beholder. And it was a card that you would get based on your physical appearance, rating you 1 to 10. So you had a card that said a 1, and it had a really messed up insult on it talking about you. So if you were rated a 1 by the Beholder scale, on it there was just a quote saying how ugly you were, and then it would go up until you got to 10, and it would praise you for being, you know, the pinnacle of human beauty. And I made this very simple, I would say, but nice, I thought, type-based identification card. I think the typeface combination was Trade Gothic and I don't remember what I used for the numbers. It was either Pompadour or some sort of ornate display typeface. I can't remember. But I laid out all 10 cards. I laid out the backs, made a logo for Beholder, whole thing. And the whole time I was making this this project, I was down. I felt so crappy about my, I was like, this is not coming out right. I'm not getting the spacing right. You know, all my strokes are too wide and it's making this card look bulk. I mean, you name it. I had the thought in my head of how crap this project was going to come out. And I dreaded showing this card or this design project in class. Dreaded it, hated it, didn't want to do it. But I tried. I tried my very best on this damn thing. I was up all night for quite a few nights trying to figure out how to make this thing. And I remember going to the school printer and printing out my stuff and cutting it out, and the whole time just like, oh God. Like I had to walk to class in the pentagram building. So I cut out everything. I pasted them together. I tried to make it as nice as possible. I used one of those laminated card holders to laminate one or two of the cards so that it looked like an official ID as close as possible, right? Dropped them in my bag, walked to class, sat in class. We had class in this big conference room. It was a big conference room with a wall of books. It was just all like design books and type and color and Pantone books and all this stuff. I don't remember anything exactly that was on the wall, but I do remember Paula Scheer, I believe that was her name. She did a video about her book, Make It Bigger. And she was sitting in that room. So we had class in that exact same room. And I sat down. Anyway, I walked into class, sat down. My very good friend, Adam, was there with me. I'm sitting there in class. Teacher comes in, or whatever you want to call him. And he's going through the projects. And he gets to, I mean, my heart is racing while he's going through people's projects. He's giving them critiques. He's telling them if it's good, if it's bad, whatever. And he was real zesty with his critiques. So it was always, you know, kind of fun to hear him talk about someone else's project, but you hated hearing about your own. So I sat there in my hood. I had my hood up. That was my thing. And I was slouched in the chair, just really not about this day. I'm flashing back to this thing and I'm watching it play out in my head. It was a miserable damn experience. So he gets to me, don't remember what he asked me, but he said, you know, what's your project? And the look on his face when he asked me, where's my project? You could see he was like, this is going to be complete ass. This guy's going to give me just the worst friggin' type shit ever. So I'll never forget this. I'm slouched in the chair. I reach down into my bag. I pull out the cards and I don't slap them on the table like out of anger, but I put them down on the table with some zest of my own, like pow, just put it down there. And then I start to explain the project. It's the Beholder card. I use this typeface. I use that typeface. If you're, you know, this is based on your looks, da-da-da, I go through the whole spiel. I finish and I sit back slightly, like I was leaning forward as I was talking, because I think he was across the table from me. He comes around the other side of the table to stand next to me, and then he reaches down, he picks up the card, and he says, you made this? I said, yes. And he goes, you made this. It's like, yes, yes. And he goes, are you sure? I was like, are you accusing me of stealing this or cheating or something? Like, who would I take it from? He was just like, I'm not accusing you of anything. This is just really good. And I wouldn't expect this from someone like you. Woo! Holy shit. I don't think I've ever felt a harder verbal slap in the face than when he said, I wouldn't expect this from someone like you. And I don't know if Adam remembers, but I looked over at Adam and he had his face was like, God damn. Like he's like, even when you do good, F you, man. He's like, I'm gonna shit on this guy, regardless of if he does well or not. And I didn't know what to say. I remember being incredibly embarrassed. And I don't remember if I said anything after that, because that guy had beaten me down the entire class verbally. Not anything like personal or anything, but I just couldn't get anything right. And then that was like the icing on the cake. I was just like, damn. And I think I just put my head down, looked down at the table, and I was like, yeah, well, I did it. And he goes, okay, really good. This is really good stuff. And I anything else I say that he said is just conjecture. I can't remember. My memory's gone. But that, whatever that moment was, burned into my brain. I was so upset that I said to myself, I'm gonna make some great type stuff at some point and I'm gonna mail it to him. I remember having this thought, I was like, I'm gonna mail it to this person. And just with a side note that said, fuck you, man. And, you know, I never did that. I never mailed him anything. But I will say that whenever I see the Pod Hotel and I see my logo like plastered on their stuff or in a billboard or even better on the signage in Times Square. Is it Times Square? Yeah, they have like the pod written out in the type that I custom drew. I feel better about it. I feel better about that. Not great. I'm still chasing that, you know, that FU to that guy. I feel like that's a good FU. So for as long as the Pod Hotel stands and they keep that logo, that's my double middle finger to homeboy from Pentagram. But yeah, he wasn't a mentor, but he was definitely inspirational, motivational. There you go. He motivated me to be a better designer out of spite. Sheer spite. Now, today I love type. I collect type. I'm constantly looking at what typefaces where, and oh man, I can identify that type. It's the nerdy pleasure of mine, but man, oh man, I'm sure it stemmed from that guy just absolutely burying me in that class in front of so many people, not just friends, people I didn't even like in that class, just got a kick out of me just getting crapped on. And that's not, I didn't not like anybody in that class. I'm just talking in hyperbole, but damn, definitely a formative moment in my design career. Yeah, so that's 20 minutes. You're done listening to me, right? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Design Behind the Mask. What did we accomplish with this episode besides a fun traumatic story from my college days? I hope you enjoyed that. That's what this podcast is going to be now. Just stuff. Things. Here we go. Here's a call to action for you at the end of this show. Do you have a mentor? Tag your mentor in the comments, or, you know, send me a comment about who this person is and how they helped you in your journey and whatever you do. I'd love to know. I'd love to know how you got your mentor and how they've helped you throughout the years. That'd be great. So yeah, leave that in the comments wherever you found this, whether it be on YouTube or LinkedIn or my website, carlwaldron.com, or Spotify, wherever you found it. Just leave a comment. I'd appreciate it. Hit a like, you know, hit the bell so you get notified when more episodes go live. And yeah, again, thanks. And I'll catch you in the next episode.